Okay, welcome back everybody. Ruchan Baim. This is share number 49. Ches Iyar. It actually falls out that tonight is my grandfather's yahrzeit. Ari Ben Avram is Neshama Shav Meliah in the schus of this year.
I am certain. Maybe 50.
The last one wasn't taped. That's what it was. That's why it officially taped one. So. Thank you. That's the only reason for me. Tonight we'll be learning about Ashrei, in the next few weeks as well. Ashrei can be found on page 78 in the blue Siddur, the blue Chaim Shlomo HaShalom Siddur, and page 66 in the regular R Scroll Siddur. Thank you. Thank you. Before we actually go to the tefillah itself, let's learn a Gemara inside together, and then we'll have a few questions, like every good Gemara has. The Gemara can be found in Brachos Daf Dalet on the base, towards the bottom. And the Gemara says as follows, by the arrow. Omar Rabbi Elozer, Omar Rav Avino. Rav Elozer says, in the name of Rav Avino, whoever says Tehillah le David, praise of David b'chol yoyim, every day, sholish pa'amim, three times a day, muftach lo yishuhu ben ha'olam haba. There is a haftach, a promise, that this person is a ben ha'olam haba, a man, a son of the world to come. I see, I like this Gemara. You're like, hey, I say Ashrei every day, three times a day.
Jews don't pass up an easy ticket.
That's right. No, you know, pass, collect $200, pass go, right? Why not?
Ticket to Loma Bob, priceless.
Priceless, why not? Sounds like an easy ticket, right? Three times a day. It's a promise, Avtocha. I just want to point out, Miles, you'll like to hear this, that there's some Rishonim have the gears of the text, not three times a day, but even one time a day. Even better, right? Okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it, Mr. Shem. My timer. Ask the Gemara question. What's the reason? Why is it a person that recites Ashrei three times a day? Why is it that he gets his ticket to Olam Haba? This avtocha, this promise. Ilei mo mishum de asya ba'alav beis. If it's because it has the alav beis in it. Ask the Gemara a question. Name Ashrei Tamimi Dorech. Dorech. Let it say Kapitel Kuf Yutes 119. What does Kapitel Kuf Yutes have in it? It has the Aleph Beis as well. But as you know, it's much longer because it has the Aleph and then the Beis, but eight Aleph, eight Psukim of Aleph, then it goes to eight Psukim of Beis, then eight Psukim of Gimel. So if the reason is that the Gemara wants to answer, that we say that the person has a share, a promise in the world to come, because he is going to say the Aleph Beis in this capital, let him repeat, let him say three times a day, Kuf Yutes. It could be that's all he'll do all day, because it's a big, big capital.
Baal Peh.
Well, that's definitely Olam Haba, right? That's the Gemara's question now. Why are we saying that when he says this capital, this chapter, he is promised to have a share in the world to come? The Asi B'Temanya has eight times, repeats it eight times. B'Temanya Apin. Elo Mishum. So the Gemara answers, no, a different reason. Elo Mishum. The Izbei Paiseach Es Yodecho. It has the Pasuk of Paiseach Es Yodecho. So, whenever it comes to sustenance, parnasa, everybody always, you know, wakes up. You know, that's a parash menesri. People usually concentrate very, very good on that part. But over here, which is a question we're going to ask, is this paiseach es yadecha? Is this a tefillah? Are we dami to Hashem that we should have parnasa? Is this a praise? What are we doing here? This is one of the questions which we have to ask. So the Gemara is answering now that why is it that we're specifically saying this tefillah, this capital, this Ashrei, and not the one of Kuf Yutes, Because this has something that Kufi test doesn't have. It has the pasuk of Paiseach Esedecha Umasbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon. Hashem gives sustenance to L'chol Chai Ratzon, to everybody. From the little, smallest gnat to the one we could barely see with our eyes to the big, giant animals and everything in between as well. Hashem sustains all the animals. So ask the Gemara another question. If that's the case, if the reason is that the Gemara tells us that one who recites Ashrei, he has this promise to share in the world to come, is because it has Paseach HaSedacha. So say a different kapitel. Which one is that? Halal HaGadol. Dechsiv Bey, Naisin Lechem L'chol Basar. Halal HaGadol is when we say Hodol Hashem Kitov, Kilo Adam Chazdo, that halal, which we recite in Shabbos. It's called Halal HaGadol, as opposed to Halal HaMitzri. The Halal HaMitzri meaning the halal which we said because we left Mitzrayim. That's the one we said in Rosh Chodesh. We said many times on Pesach, of course, every day. Pesach. That's the Gemara's question now. If you're telling me the reason is because Pesach HaSedach HaSbich L'Chai Rotzoy, that's why we say it, and that's why you have a share in the world to come. So say this other tefillah. This other kapitel. Which kapitel is that? That's the kapitel of Halal HaGadol. Because it also discusses what? Discusses Parnasa. Parnasa means Hashem takes care of us. That's the Gemara's question now. So what does Gemara answer? So we're left with why is it that we repeat this tefillah of Ashrei three times a day? Answer the Gemara. El Mishum is Beitarti. But rather, this Ashrei has something that both of the other two kapitlov, both the kapitel Kufye test, which is very long and has an Aleph Beis, and the other one of Hal HaGadol, they each have one. This has two. The is Beitarti. This halal, this Ashrei has two. So the Gemara answers, the reason why a person has Olam Haba is for reciting, he's a promise, Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba, he's a promise because he recites this capital specifically. It has in it what? The Aleph Beis? And has in it Parnasa.
Why is the Aleph Beis so special?
Again? Very good, thank you. I was about to get to that. I like it when someone asks first though. It makes it like more of a... Thanks for coming.
People think I'm a plant.
A plant? Why is that?
No, because like if I ask the question that... It could be.
I asked you to do that also. They'll never know. And the answer is given in the Marsha. What was the question? The question was, what is so special that the tefillah has Aleph Beis in it? And what is so special? It has Paseach HaSedach in it. So Paseach HaSedach, Hashem opened up the hand and sustains us. It is a praise. It's not at this present moment a tefillah. It's a praise, as the Mefarshim explained. We are praising God for what He is doing here. Says the Marsha. Marsha is in the back of the Gemara. He answers, because the world was created, the Torah was created, the Torah is used with what? With the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. So the connection between these two things specifically, as the Marsha asked the question, what is the connection between the Aleph Beis, the 2 points of the Gemara here, between the Aleph Beis and Paseach HaSedach? Because the Aleph Beis represents the Limud HaTorah. Paseach HaSedach represents the physical nourishment, whether it's Chinese food or whatever it might be. So then we realize we need both of them to survive. In Ein Kemach, the Marsha tells us, Ein Torah. If there's no Kemach, Ein Torah. You need the physical, and then you also need the spiritual. So the Aleph Beis is the food for the Neshama. The Aleph Beis is the food for the Neshama. That's the Torah. That's the Aleph Beis. Then we have next, the Paseach HaSedach is the food for the body. That's the connection between Paseach HaSedach. That's a little more of a question what you're asking, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. Let's continue now with a few questions, and we'll try to answer some tonight. And if not, we'll have cliffhangers, so we'll have to come back next week. Now, if we look at Ashrei, we'll realize that the first two psukim are not from the same chapter. Ashrei Yoshvei V'Sacha, Oidi Halucha Sela. Fortune is the one who's Yoshvei V'Sacha, who dwells in your house, sits in your house. Oid Yaluch HaSela, and the next pasuk, Ashri Ha'om, fortune is the nation, Shekocholoi, Ashri Ha'om Sheshem Elikov. These are from two different kapitloch. And then we go to kapitol Kuf Mem Hei. What is the reason why we have these two psukim of Ashrei at the beginning? Just to backtrack 1 second, the Mefarshim, the commentaries tell us that by Ashrei is the main point of the whole entire psuki dezim. We started off with Birchas HaShachar. We said Moed Ani already. We said Karbonos. We said Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid, an introduction to the Pesukei Dezimra. Baruch Sh'omar, the Hoidu, Mizmor L'Soida, Yichavoid. Now we're by Ashrei. The main point of everything was for what? Of the whole entire Pesukei Dezimra was for everything. Was for what? For the Ashrei. And it's because, like we just mentioned, because it has in it the Aleph Beis, and which represents, we said, the Limna Torah, learning Torah, because the Aleph Beis of the Torah was created with the 22 letters of Aleph Beis, and it has Paseh Chesedecha in it. And then we continue with the Halalukas, which the Gemara tells us that, the Gemara says, let my share, my lot, my portion be amongst those who praise God every day. Praise God every day with what prayer? With the Ashrei and the Halalukas. Why is Ashrei written in the Aleph Beis form? Another question we have to deal with. Now, if one looks very closely, he'll notice that there's one letter that's not there. That's the Nun. What happened to the Nun?
It fell.
Okay, well, let's get to that. As we mentioned, is the pasuk Paseh Chesedecha, is it for sustenance? Is it a prayer that Hashem should give us parnasa? Or is it a praise that God gives us parnasa? That God has the ability to give us parnasa? That God can sustain us? So we mentioned already, we gave that answer, that is a shevach, it's a praise to God. What's the halacha? And this one we'll get to tonight, we'll answer right now. If a person did not concentrate properly when he said Paseh Chesedecha Maspil Chol Chai Ratzoin, let's just go to, it's at the end of the tefillah. Let's make sure we have the place over there. It's a line number
1 on page 79.
Line number 1 on page 79. Vaseach es yadecho maspia lechol chai rotzoin. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The halach is as follows. If one did not concentrate properly on the meaning of what this pasuk means, he should go back and repeat it. Now, what happens if he continued saying the rest of Ashrei? So, according to, I believe, to some Paiskim, they say to repeat from Paiseh Chesedecha until the end as well. If a person, at the end of davening, he realized, oh no, did I say Paiseh Chesedecha today? He doesn't realize, he doesn't remember, he doesn't think he did it properly, he should say it then. Now, there is another question as to why do we say Ashrei 3 times a day? So we mentioned that there's some gears or some text of the Rishonim who say, in the Gemara that we have in front of us, that they said Ashrei, that the Gemara says only once a day. Now, according to those who say we say it 3 times a day, the different answers. One answer is as follows. Excuse me. It's an interesting answer, and we can, I'm sure, all relate to it. That really, one has to only say it once a day, and he'll have this haftacha. We said the Gemara in front of us says that whoever recites Ashrei 3 times a day, he will have a promise to be a ben olam haba. He'll have a share in the world to come. It's no easy ticket. It's not just going around, living life, saying Ashrei 3 times a day, and he gets to Olam Haba. That's not what it means. But when he recites Ashrei 3 times a day, hopefully one of those 3 times, he'll say with proper concentration. Because we know that as human beings, we sometimes do things on cruise control, on autopilot, in a mindless fashion. That's why we are told to recite it 3 times a day. So hopefully at one of those 3 times a day, we'll concentrate properly on it. Another answer which is given is that by reciting the Ashrei 3 times a day and internalizing what we're saying, we will refrain from sinning. We will not come to sin. And then we can understand it's not just an easy ticket, but it's the whole lifestyle. The Ashrei is telling us this is the lifestyle that we should be living. By following these instructions, it's a muftach loy, as the Gemara tells us, he is promised to have a share in the world to come. Because these are the things that he will make sure he fulfills these commandments, these mitzvahs of what the Ashrei is telling us.
So these are all really like attributes of Hashem that we're trying to emulate in Ashrei?
These are instructions. Exactly what they are, that we can get to later on, Mr. Shem. But this, the point of here, the Ben Yoyada tells us that by understanding what Ashrei is telling us, we will refrain from sinning. We will hold ourselves back from sinning. It's basically like reading an instruction book that says, okay, make a right turn at the light. So the light's right there, so we make the right turn. We don't want to get lost. That's what Ashrei is telling us. You know, small mashal.
Rabbi, earlier you were talking about that Ashrei was kind of the highlight of the Birkat HaShachar.
Yes,
the
it
beginning
is. As the Gemara tells us.
As the Gemara tells us. And looking at this page 79, and I've always been curious to know, the Ashrei Uvala Tzion, this is actually more set after the Torah laning or other things.
Why is Ashrei here?
Why is the Ashrei here? And in fact, this is not the... Is there any special name for the first Ashrei?
Oh,
this
like
is the second Ashrei, right?
And there was a third Ashrei as well.
Which, right.
Okay, so let's discuss a little, why do we have this introduction of the Ashrei? Ashrei Yoshvei Visecho. So according to some, they explain that Ashrei, according to from the Torah and others, that a person should try to meditate a little before he comes to Daven. This is said specifically by which tefillah? Tefillas Mincha. Tefillas Mincha, there is no lengthy Pesukah de Zimra. There's the Ashrei, the Shemoneh Esrei, the Tachanon, and then Aleinu. So instead of jumping into the Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Ashrei first, the Tefillah of Ashrei first. So, just that's what the message of Ashrei is coming to teach us. Ashrei Yoshvei Visecha. Before we run in, the person has a meeting with a very important person. He doesn't just open the person's door. There's a lobby. You go to the 35th floor, right? You take one elevator, then you connect an elevator across the bridge. You know how it goes, right? Then you sit in the office for a little while. Then finally, the secretary said, calls your name. And then what's next? You know, it's like a doctor's appointment, right? You know, then you go to finally you speak to the person. We're going to speak to God. We're not just rushing in there. That's why it's very important to say Ashrei first. Ashrei puts us in that mood, the frame of mind. Rabbi Eli Monk, Zatzal, in World of Prayer, he explains, what did we do? We instituted saying the Ashrei Yoshvei Visecho, and the next pasuk of Ashrei Ha'am Shekachaloi, before Tehillah LeDavid, before the chapter of Tehillah LeDavid, because we said that they're from 3 different chapters, and once we did it with the Ashrei of the Mincha, that we, before we said Tehillah LeDavid, by Mincha time, we said Ashrei, to bring this mindset to ourselves, that we have to first concentrate and realize what we're about to do. So now we're going to do it by the other times we say Tehillah LeDavid as well. By the 2 morning times as well. We're going to say that Ashrei will precede the Tehillah of the David.
Those two psukkim
of Ashrei, right. One from chapter 84, one from chapter... where is this? From chapter 144. It's right before we begin. It's right before we begin the Ashrei, the Tehillah of the David. There's also a halachic point, a minog. Some have the custom of kissing the tefillin by your son when they recite Paseach Es Yadachum Es Pil Chol Chai Rotzoin. And we mentioned a little already as to why is it that ASHRAE is so important. Let's now come to explain a few of the different points over here.
Where did the minhag to kiss the tefillin, shal roz and shal yad, in the sikha sefer shetachah, which people call charis, where did that come from?
Why specifically by pesach shetachah?
Yeah.
So often I would like to suggest that possibly because since pesach shetachah, this is a tremendous praise which we are praising God. And at the same time, we have to make sure we're not mesiach das from the tefillin. A person is not allowed to forget that he's wearing tefillin. And the tefillin is also, what does the tefillin do? The tefillin is the reminder of Hashem. It used to be they used to wear tefillin the whole entire day. A person, when he would wear tefillin, has to realize that he's a servant of God. He's wearing the tefillin. So the two together, I think they fit in very well. That he's realizing that who is the one who gives him this parnasa? Who is the one who he's praising? It's his God. He's kissing his tefillin. Offhand. Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar, praiseworthy are those who dwell in your house. Oid Yaluchah Selo, may they always praise you, Selo, forever. There are different halachim, different ways to understand what is this referring to. How do we understand what this means? One explanation is given, and what I'm about to say tonight, for the next few minutes, is taken from Rav Avram Shor Shlita, a share I heard from him. And he explains like this: Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar is referring to L'Asid Lovei, the future. Yoshvei V'Yisachar, fortunate are those who will dwell in the Beis Hamikdash in the future. Oy dihalucha selah. Then they will daven to you a tefillah. When we daven today, it's not going to be the same type of prayer as a prayer in the Beis Hamikdash. It'll be a much greater prayer. The closeness tefillah is to come close and connect to Hashem. Have you ever had I know I'm on tape now, but the signaler advertises the phones, the fewest dropped calls. But they don't discuss how many calls never get through in the first place. So I have that many times, I'm trying, I have the bars and everything, and it just doesn't go through. So when we're going to be in the Beis Hamikdash, we won't have any problems like that. The connection is going to be a lot of bars, a lot of towers, we'll be right there to Hashem. Then what's it going to be? Sela, forever. Ashra Yoshvei V'Yisachar, in the Beis Hamikdash, V'Yisachar, your house, the Beis Hamikdash. Then, Oy Yalucha Sela, we will praise you, Sela, forever. Another beautiful pshat is as follows, from the Rekeach. The Rekeach, one of the Rishoyim, says as follows. Ashra Yoshvei V'Yisachar. Yoshvei V'Yisachar is referring to who holds back. Fortunate are the ones who stay in the Beis Secha, in the house Hashem. In the what? As we just explained, Beis Secha is the Beis HaMikdash. Then, Oid Yaluchah Sela. To elaborate on this point, of those who hold themselves back and dwell and stay in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash Ma'at is what? Is the Beis HaKnesses. Is the Shul, Beis HaMikdash is a study place. You have many times, there are people who I have right in front of me right now, who for the most part are not staying in a situation of learning the whole entire day. Working people. But yet, it could be a situation where even though they're in the office, or they're on the business meeting, wherever they might be, they could be in the Beis Medrash. And that's what Ashrei here is telling us, and that's what we're going to explain right now. If you ask somebody, where does he live? So the person, he has a 10, 12 hour a day job. Comes home, he travels back and forth a little, sleeps in the house for a few hours at night, then next day, once again, he travels many times. You ask him where he lives. He's not going to tell you his address at office. He won't tell you the airport he travels in sometimes. He'll tell you his house. It's wherever, it's in Balkinwood, Flatbush, wherever it might be. The Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rebbe, says as follows. Person, he explains this with this mashal, where the person wants to be in the sukkah and he's not able to be there the whole time, but his mindset is to be in the sukkah. So just like the person who's not there the whole time in his house, but you tell him, you ask him, where does he live? He tells you, he gives you his home address. So too, It's the desire. It's where he wants to be. That's where he lives. It's the desire to want to be in the sukkah. That's why he's in the sukkah. However, we have a problem. The question is as follows. The Rekeach asked the question. We said that Asher Yoshvei Besecha. Besecha is what? Is the base of Migdash. Ein Yeshiva Bazara Elameis Dover Bilvad. Only base David, the Davidic dynasty, if you're from David HaMelech, anybody knows from David HaMelech here? I don't know that. I don't. If you're from David HaMelech, you could sit in the Azara, in the courtyard, in the base of Medrash, in the base of Knesset. If not, you can't sit there. So what's our permission? How are you allowed to sit there? In the base of Knesset. Because we say that the little shul that we have today is like the base of Migdash. So how do we have the ability to sit down there? Only base David. Only from the King David. Only from his house. And Rav Shor brings a Sfas Emes to answer this question. And the Sfas Emes asks the same question, similar question, by Sukkah. A Sukkah has the Kedusha of what? Of the Beis HaMikdash. It changes the mindset a little, what a Sukkah is. When we realize that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, of the Beis HaMikdash, is in the Sukkah itself. That being the case, same question. If the Sukkah has that Kedusha, that sanctity, to some degree of a base of Middash, I sit down in the sukkah. How are we allowed to sit down there? And the answer is according to these lines. The answer is like this. The Gemara tells us that a yachid shechata, a person who sins, he should go to who? David HaMelech. Go to King David. David HaMelech, Gemara tells us, he sinned. Obviously, on his great level, that's not the discussion for tonight. And he did tshuva, he repented. A person who sins, go to David HaMelech. And learn from him that we can all do tshuva as well. How are we allowed to sit down in the sukkah? What happens first? We have a Rosh Hashanah. We have a Yom Kippur. We did tshuva. And what comes next? Sukkis. When we say that only Beis David can sit in the sukkah, it doesn't mean if he's from the Davidic dynasty. It means if he is a Baal Tshuva. If a person is a Baal Tshuva, he can sit in the sukkah. He has Rosh Hashanah, he has Sukkis, he has Yom Kippur. He just did Tshuva. What's next? The sukkah. The sukkah, the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to sit in there. What are the next words? Of Ashrei Yoshvei Yisrael. Ashrei Amshei Hashem Lekov. Tehila LeDavid. Specifically, David HaMelech. The Baal Tshuva. We, who, no one's perfect, but we do tshuva. We repent to Hashem. Then we're allowed to sit down. Whether it be in the sukkah, whether it be in his Beis HaMikdash, basic Knesset. I like that answer. Let's go back to some questions that we asked.
I guess if only Yerovim ben Nevat would have figured that out.
Well, Yerovim ben Nevat, he was offered, the Gemara tells us, Yerovim ben Nevat was a person who was a king, but he sinned. And Hashem told him, come with me, do tshuva, and you'll have a share in the world to come. He asked God a question. What was the question? Mi barosh. Who's going to be in front? Who gets the front row seat? Who has box seats? Is it me or David HaMelech? Who's in the front? David's in front? I don't want it. Goodbye. Imagine that. Okay, now it's once again. These are deep Gemaras. Now's not the time to explain them. Okay, so we asked a question over here that we start with the Ashrei Yoshvei Besecha, and we answered it to some degree, and we answered how the person has to first try to put himself in the proper mindset, that he is the fortunate one, that he can come and be in a Beis Hashem, the house of Hashem. On that note, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, that a person has that ability, that mindset, that even though he's not in the Beis Medrash 24 hours a day, even if he's in the business world, he has that ability, what we said before, to be in the Beis Medrash. Why? Because his desire is to be there. Hashem says, you want to be there? The circumstances in your life don't physically allow you to be there? I look at it like you are there. I just want to compliment everybody. Not only do they want to be here, but they are here tonight. Imagine how Hashem looks at that. Then we asked, why is it the Aleph Beis order? Why the Aleph Beis order? So, it's a very simple answer that they give. Because David HaMelech wrote it in such a fashion because it's easy to memorize, easy to remember. So it's Aleph Beis order. Rav Chaim Volozhin, or the Vilna Gaon, had a Talmud, a student, Rav Zalmel of Volozhin. He was the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He died at a younger age. They said about him that he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, the whole entire Torah, like Ashrei. What does it mean like Ashrei? Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha, all by heart. Right? You said before, someone's right to say Kapitel Kuf Yutes by heart. He knew everything by heart. Ashrei all the way down. So they asked, if that's Rav Zalman Volozhiner, the student, so what's the Rebbe? How great is the Rebbe, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon? You know what the answer is? He knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, the whole entire Torah, like Ashrei backwards. I'm not going to begin to ask anybody to try because I know I can't do it myself. I can't say Ashrei backwards. I don't know right now. That's the cheat, you know. I can't do it. That's what they say about the Vilna Gaon. Kol HaTorah Kulo. He knew it backwards and forwards. Okay, now let's go a little further. The Sefer Shiras Dabar explains as follows. It brings down the Gemara and says as follows. One who is merits to praise Hashem in this world will also praise Hashem in the world to come. Oz Yashir, then they will sing. A person who praises Hashem in this world will also praise Hashem in the world to come. What are we doing here? This is the ultimate praise. We're praising Hashem from the Ashrei, straight through the Halalukas. When we praise here in this world, we will also come to praise Hashem in the world to come. They say the story of Rav Henkin Zatzal. Rav Henkin was one of the great leaders. But a little before in the time when Rav Moshe Feinstein was here in America. One of the great Torah giants. At the end of his life, he was in a home. And they said about him that he would constantly repeat words of Gemara and Chazal because that was his life. He internalized this into his system. And unfortunately, you have people in the home sometimes who their life is the opposite. They say things which should not be repeated. But once they lose their mind a little, it can't be helped anymore. So these people keep on repeating words that we don't want to hear. So Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha, fortunate is the one who is Yoshvei Beisecha, constantly makes his home the Beis Medrash. Whether it's because he physically is able to be here, or if not for that, it's nothing to be taken lightly. The desire to want to be in the Beis Medrash. I heard from one of my Rebbeim, and with this we'll conclude, that a person has to ask himself, he said this, Rav Shlomo Brev Dashlita said this in the name of the Vilna Gaon, a person has to ask himself, Masai Ezkel Lachzer Lilmud Torah. When will I merit to go back to learn Torah? The person has to ask himself this question. We all, throughout the day, even if we are people who are learning the Beis Medrash for most of the day, we live in the physical world. We have obligations to go to. I went to the eye doctor today. We had to take care of things. But in our mind, we should be asking ourselves this question. Masai Ezke Lachzer Limud Torah. When will I merit to go back to learn? Explains the Gra that when a person will do this, he'll find himself in the Beis Medrash when he has those free minutes. Because he's constantly asking himself, when will I be free? What? To go learn. David HaMelech, who was busier than the king? He was a king. He was a real king. He fought wars. And when he had to go places to take care of his country, his feet led him where? His feet led him to the Beis Medrash. That's what Chazal tells us. Because David HaMelech's heart, even though he wasn't always in the Beis Medrash, because he was outside, he was taking care of things, his heart was always with Hashem. He was always in the Beis Medrash. That's one of the main lessons we learn from tonight. Ashrei Yoishvei V'Yisecha Oidi Halucha Sela. Fortune is the one who what? Who wants to dwell in the Beis HaMikdosh. In the Mikdosh Ma'at, in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. Even if he's not there physically a whole day, his desire is to want to be there.